I'm Sean Crawford, along with Tim Landis. He's the business editor for the State Journal Register. Among the topics on this week's business report, farmers are trying to make up for lost planting time and more retail development to discuss in Springfield. Tim, let's start, though, this week with a medical expansion, this one involving Memorial Medical Center.
They broke ground recently for a $145 million expansion. This is going to be spread over 2 years. They'll be adding rooms, a training center, generally upgrading the facility, making it more energy efficient. And they just broke ground in the last couple of weeks. They are expecting about 300 construction jobs out of this, and then in the long run, about another 100 permanent positions.
But this is also beyond just an expansion. This is something that is a commitment to the medical district in Springfield, because this project could have gone somewhere else.
They thought about it. I was a little surprised, frankly, when they mentioned at the groundbreaking. One of the first things they looked at was building a new hospital, essentially, on the edge of town. But they decided to literally go straight up about three floors with a patient tower there and just expand where they are. So, and all you have to do is look at the skyline from downtown, just north of downtown, and you'll see all sorts of construction going on there with Memorial and St. John's Hospital. So, it was a big commitment, and will certainly help that develop further down the road.
Now, of course, the medical industry itself, a lot of uncertainty right now with the federal health care law, but they don't seem concerned in that respect as far as putting this type of investment together.
There is a lot of uncertainty, but just at the ground level, hiring nurses, doctors, clinicians, technicians, there's still going to be a lot of that going on. And as you know, Sean, in just the last few years, it's really helped. Healthcare hiring has really helped to counteract what's been going on with state government.
Well, it seems, Tim, every time we talk, we're discussing some new retail development in Springfield and a couple of new ones to talk about this week, including one that's opening in White Oaks Plaza.
Yeah, it's a couple of things that we were talking about at the paper this week. Just all of a sudden, we had this retail boom, particularly with the national chains. A company called Five Below just opened in White Oaks Plaza, not too far from Kohl's there on Veterans Parkway. That's a teen, preteen store, and they get the name from products that are all $1 to $5. That's everything from electronics to beauty products. And then we just learned this week that DSW Shoes, which had announced plans back in 2011 for a Springfield store, has revised that. They'll be going in to Southwest Plaza, not too far from Ross Dress for Less.
And finally this week, it's been an up-and-down year over the last many months for farmers. A lot of drought, then a lot of rain. Right now, planting progress. Give us an update on where farmers are at.
It is hard to believe. Just a few months ago, we were under water restrictions, and then we all know what happened in April. It was the fourth wettest April on record in Illinois. It put farmers way behind, but they had a week of warm, dry weather, and they went from 17% of the corn crop planted a week ago to nearly three-quarters of it this week. And I have to tell you, Sean, as someone who spends very little time on a tractor beyond outside of a lawn, it's pretty amazing how fast they can plant.
And, of course, corn gets planted earlier than soybeans typically, so that's why we're talking corn farmers.
It does, and they have started on the soybean planting. And we talked with several farmers in the last week or two who started at dawn and worked till 10, 11 o'clock at night. Some of our photographers just got some really fabulous shots of farmers in the field 10, 11 o'clock at night. It's they do put in the hours.
All right. Well, so do you, Tim, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Don't we all? Thank you, Sean.
Tim Landis is business editor for the State Journal Register. Read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.